This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labez, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is suing the Trump administration to protect access to gender-affirming care. Four major hospitals in Chicago have scaled back treatment for patients younger than 19 in light of federal threats, and their families have scrambled to find other providers.
To the families, I say and I have said, I will do everything in my power to try to remove this unconscionable threat that's coming from our federal government.
The Trump administration calls for protecting children from, and this is a quote, chemical and surgical mutilation. The lawsuit alleges the feds have overstepped their authority by threatening healthcare providers with investigations and criminal prosecutions, and that has reduced access to treatment. Raoul is suing with more than a dozen other attorneys general. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting plans to wind down operations over the next several months. CPB issued a statement today saying the shutdown is happening because of the recent passage of the federal rescissions package and the release of the Senate Appropriations Committee appropriations bill for next fiscal year. That bill does not include funding for CPB. Most staff members will be leaving at the end of the current fiscal year on September 30th, although a small transition team will remain through January 20th. 2026. WBEZ, as a note, receives about $3 million in funding from CPB for the current fiscal year. Today is the first day on the job for the new chancellor of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Charles Lee Isbell Jr. takes over from Robert Jones and is the second Black chancellor for the school. Isbell was hired for the role in June and says his first priority will be to listen to everyone on campus.
I'm going to meet the students. I'm going to meet the faculty and the staff. I'm going to go to all of the units and I'm going to hear what is on their mind and the things that they want to do. And then we will get to work.
Isbell says people he doesn't meet can find him on the racquetball court or the ultimate frisbee field. Wrigley Field officially will host the 2027 MLB All-Star Game. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred made the announcement earlier today after months of rumors. Manfred says it is about time the game returns to Wrigley.
I think we're probably overdue in terms of being at Wrigley. I mean, look, the Ricketts family, the city of Chicago, the state of Illinois made a tremendous investment, not just in the ballpark, but the area around it. And I think it's be a fantastic venue for our All-Star celebration.
The last time Wrigley Field hosted All-Star festivities was in 1990, and that year Cubs Hall of Famer Ryne Sandberg won the Home Run Derby. The big game will be played on July 13th, 2027. You're listening to The Rundown. Lollapalooza this weekend is bringing thousands of people to Grant Park throughout the weekend. And on Sunday, local artist Kai Crusade will make his debut at the fest. He sat down with host Nudia Hernandez from our sister station Vocalo. They discussed his set list and he shared advice for other young artists.
When you get the email like this, do you start scrambling in your mind, like a set list? Do things start, like, you start working on that?
No. It's super chill. It's like, it's actually just, like, being grateful for it for some months. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know one of my favorite, like, Chance performances. I'd be watching, like, the 2014 Chance Lala performance. That is, like, one of the greatest performances ever. He had people, like, bopping on stage. And it was really tough. I used to watch that on YouTube a lot. And that was, like, my first encounter with Lala. So this right here, I guess months after when I came back from tour, that's kind of when I started like putting together the pieces for the performance. I'm very confident now. I've been practicing for a while now. I'm gonna go obvious song one, Chicken Scratch. My mom asked me to do that for my set. She was like, she was really hoping I'd do that. So I'm gonna do that. I was doing that. I got a song called Untitled One. That's like an older song I dropped and never performed it. So this would be my first time ever performing this song at Lala. So I'm like excited about that. Her favorite artist, no name. My favorite artist, no name. Ride through the city,
bumping telephone and smoke break. She's smart to anybody that I know, and that's on folks. So when you perform Sunday, are you going to Lala the rest of the days?
Oh, yeah. I gotta
see. Who are you? Who do you want
to
see?
I'm trying to see Isaiah Rashad, bro. I'm trying to see. I look, you gotta look at the rest of the roster for that day. I know, but I know for a fact Isaiah Rashad's performing.
ASAP Rocky's your day.
I gotta see ASAP Rocky.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay, so my little sister's coming. My little sister's coming in town. I know that's her bag. She's gonna wanna see Sabrina Carpenter. So yeah. I think I'm gonna be dragged to Sabrina Carpenter's set.
Is your little sister coming to your set?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I hope so.
She's like, no, I'm just here for Sabrina.
Yeah, she's coming in town, so I hope she's coming for my sake.
And now you said that, you know, like you didn't have too much experience or that much knowledge on the history of Lala, yeah. But you did know that this performance from Chance in 2014 highly affected you.
Yeah.
So like one day you could be that person for someone in Chicago. So like if anyone's listening to this interview or watching it on YouTube or something, what would be your advice to someone younger than you that wants to be an artist in the industry?
That's a great question. Getting to this point, I think just took a lot of, man, like I hate to be corny with it, but low key, like believing in yourself for real. Like it took a lot of believing in myself. Just, I feel like the best advice I can give as somebody that's still learning, somebody that's still figuring this thing out, but just grateful for the experience, is definitely just as simple as it is, staying true to you. I never really like had to fake or forge anything of who I am to kind of get to this place. And I let my inspirations and my faith get me to this place. Watching the Chance performance and everything, like when I was a kid and all that, like I never would have thought that watching that cool performance, that hour long Lala 2014 before, I never would have thought in a million years like I would be on the same type time and stage, like years later, especially like in my early 20s. I would have never thought nothing like that. So like I say, that's the faith. Like you gotta have blind faith. You gotta just keep going, you gotta keep moving. You don't never know what could happen. Just don't stay still, don't stay stagnant, and trust in yourself. You're a lot cooler than you think.
You heard Vocalo's Nudia Hernandez in conversation with Chicago musician Kai Crusade. He's taking the stage Sunday. It's Lollapalooza's final day. Weather, we do have an air quality alert until midnight. Widespread haze from wildfire smoke from Canada. Sunny skies otherwise. It's comfortable, though, with a high in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, still hazy, a low near 60. Clearer for the weekend with sunny skies and highs near 80. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. Have a great weekend. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.